the great Henry Mancini.
Is this your jam, Matt?
It's not a jam, but it's a song.
Get you going.
But I do know the song. By the way, you want some soap opera news?
No.
All right.
What do you got, Matt?
You know, I told you when I was younger, I would watch the Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm. And then what's her name got Marlena possessed?
Got possessed.
And you're like, I'm out.
She got, you know, she's been possessed twice.
Oh, really? The devil really likes her.
Days of Our Lives, NBC announced today they're moving the show to Peacock.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So these Nana's gonna have to find Days of Our Lives on Peacock somehow?
How are they gonna
be getting called by their grandchildren everywhere?
That show has been on NBC for 57 years.
Wow.
And once you go streaming, you don't come back.
Okay.
That's what the kids say, right?
I don't think so. I'm just thoughts and prayers out to everybody who's going to have to take calls from their grandmother to try to figure out how to help her figure out Peacock.
Thoughts and prayers to people working on Days of Our Lives, because you're going to be out of work in about 6 months.
Peacock's growing, I think.
By the way, that'll be the only way you can watch the Astros Indians on Sundays on Peacock.
Guardians?
Did I say Indians? Yeah, Guardians.
Come on, Matt. It's 2022.
Peacock will be your home of the Guardians and the Astros on Sunday.
Okay.
It seems a little weird.
Looking forward to it.
So you can watch Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
And you can watch Astros baseball.
Well, that'll be the first day of Premier League as well.
Nobody cares about that.
That's not true.
Let's say hi to Trey Mancini here on the Matt Thomas Show, joining us at 12:20. Trey, it's Matt and Ross. I need you to get as many home runs as possible, because every time I put a GIF up of you on my Twitter account, it's you wearing Baltimore gear. So can you hurry up and get some Astro home runs for us?
Yeah, I'll try to get on that as best I can, so you can get me on the with an Astro jersey on.
Yes. All right. Now, another thing. You made the transition from Boom Boom to Boomer. Are you still comfortable with either one, or do you prefer Boomer?
Oh, I'm good with either one. No preference at all. Whatever anybody wants to call me, I am totally cool with. Very flexible guy.
Well, that's good, and so glad to have you in town. Congratulations on the home run yesterday. That Crawford box, can I just say, my daughter likes to use the term feasting a lot. That's what kids say a lot, these like 14-year-olds. I have a feeling you're going to be feasting in the left field Crawford box. Are you okay with that?
Definitely. When I hit the ball yesterday, I knew off the bat that I had hit it at the right part of the park, and it felt so good to, hit a home run in my first start there. The fans have been absolutely incredible, so welcoming. The team's been incredible and so welcoming, too, and I'm so happy to be an Astro.
Well, I know a lot of the Astro fans are glad to have you here as well. Let's go back a week. Were you the type of player, and were you in a situation where you were asking your front office about your future in Baltimore? Where were you, and how communicative were they with you when it came to hearing your name being talked about in trade conversations?
Yeah, I honestly had no idea what was going to happen. I didn't really go and ask them. Either way, I think I was at peace with what was going to happen, and it's not my job to worry about that. It's my job to go out there and play, for whichever team I'm employed by. So, if I stayed with the Orioles, obviously I would have kept playing hard and worn the jersey with pride. And I knew if I got dealt, I would do the same thing wherever that was going to be. So, I'm a player, and I let them do their job, and I was good with whatever they wanted to do.
So what's it like taking that phone call or getting the visit with a front office official? You're about to, your entire career with one baseball team, all of a sudden you got to get to a hotel, a flight, and you're going to be in the lineup the day after that. What was the last 48 hours been like for you?
Oh my gosh, it was a whirlwind. I've never experienced getting traded. I've seen a lot of my former teammates get traded, but it had never happened to me. So it is a whirlwind. Luckily, the Orioles were in Dallas when I got traded, so I had a really short flight to Houston and was able to get there pretty easily. But it's a crazy 48 hours. I felt like a chicken with its head cut off at times, honestly. And you kind of feel like a rookie all over again when you go to a new place, not knowing anybody's name, not knowing where anything is. It's kind of like the first day of school, like I said the other day. So it's a really interesting experience, but it's also a cool little adrenaline rush that you haven't really had since your rookie year. Since I was in Baltimore for so long, I was pretty entrenched there, knew everybody, knew everything, and you kind of get thrown for a loop, but it's really interesting.
One of the newest Astros, Trey Mancini, with us here on Sports Talk 790. And Trey, what kind of discussions have you had with Dusty or James Click or anybody just about your usage? One of the reasons, of course, they traded for you is the versatility. You can play first base, you can play outfield, a little DH. What type of discussions have you had about your playing time or where you're going to be or how often you're going to be in the lineup?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be moving around, and you know, I'm not totally sure about the lineup frequency yet, but again, I'm here to you know, play wherever they need me that day. I'm always good to move around, whether I'm DHing, playing first, playing a corner outfield spot, or coming off the bench. I'm very comfortable coming off the bench and pinch hitting too. So, you know, the Astros have been so good for so long, and you know, I just want to help out in any way I can and help bring a championship to Houston. So whatever my job is that day, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability.
Trey, you've mentioned the wild card when, a few years ago with the Orioles, and that was literally just a cup of coffee for you postseason-wise. Have you run through the thought of what this organization has done with all the American League pennants and World Series appearances and how you're about to go from a young, growing, surprisingly good Baltimore team to a team that's expected to at least challenge for the American League championship again?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the ultimate goal is winning the World Series. So it's so exciting. And like you said, I haven't experienced a playoff game in 6 years. And even at the time then, I don't even think I knew kind of the magnitude of that game, you know, and, you know, the rest of my career, I've been really, really wanting to get to the playoffs at some point. And I'm just so excited to be here. And like I said, contribute in any way I possibly can every day to helping make that become a reality.
Well, you obviously got a lot of attention a couple of years ago when you had to step aside for a while, and you have been such a hero for so many people, not only athletes, but just people fighting cancer in general. When you were going through the treatments, were you just thinking about, I have to stay alive, or were you trying to maintain some sort of physical connection to your sport, swinging the bat, working out? I mean, how much did staying away from the sport for a year kind of take you off course? And then how long did it take you to get back on course?
Yeah. So yeah, it was obviously a whirlwind of a year. And you know, I watched the Orioles play every night that year because, you know, they're all such good friends to me and teammates. So I kept up with them and watched all the games. But at the same time, when I was diagnosed and going through my treatments, baseball was not on my mind at all. It was a very scary diagnosis, a pretty aggressive form of colon cancer. And I was so lucky that it was caught when it was, or else I really wouldn't be here. So at the time, I didn't really care that much if I played baseball again. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to do anything possible to stay alive and live a long life. You know, and there were a lot of days that I didn't think that was going to happen. So baseball definitely took a back seat that year. I can honestly say that. Once I finished treatments, you know, I really obviously really wanted to get back, but my body really went through a lot. And, you know, it was just such a crazy year and an experience I wish on nobody.
But you have to admit that that first time you took to the plate, you probably got a pretty nice round of applause from the Oriole Park fans when you came back, right?
Yeah, it was incredible. You know, one of those moments that really stick out to me. And that was at the beginning of 2021 when the capacity at the stadiums was pretty small, but it still sounded like a full stadium there almost that day. And I have goosebumps thinking about it still. And you know, getting back and playing baseball was just the icing on the cake. You know, it was just such a special day.
All right, Trey, last thing before I let you go. I never been traded before in my life, but I have moved from one classroom to the other when I was in the seventh grade, and it was weird for me going in a new classroom. What was it like grabbing all your stuff and going into a brand new clubhouse?
It's strange. And you know what? Like looking in the mirror and seeing me in a different jersey was a little strange at first. And, you know, I've been playing against Vasquez for my entire career, and seeing him in an Astros jersey was almost even weirder than seeing myself in one. But you get used to it really quickly, and the guys have been incredible. I think I fit in really well. And you know, I'm all in on what we're doing here. I am just so excited. And, you know, I think after the season's over, I'll have more time to reflect on my time in Baltimore, but right now it's all business. So, you know, I'll worry about that later on. And you know, I'm an Astro, and I'm so pumped about it.
Well, I can tell you this. You'll never have to buy a jar of salsa because Bregman will take care of that for you. You'll never have to buy a bottle of wine because Dusty will take care of that. And it's like getting a free cafeteria in the Astros here for yourself.
Love that. Love that.
Hey, congratulations on such a nice debut for you in the starting lineup yesterday. Welcome to our city. I know that nothing beats getting on a plane right after you get to a city and going to another city, but have a great time in Cleveland. We'll look forward to visiting with you when you get back to town.
Can't wait. I really appreciate you having me on, guys.
All right, Trey, take care of yourself. That's Trey Mancini with us here on Sports Talk 790. That guy is one we can absolutely 100% root for, and we appreciate him spending some time with us here on the show. 1229 Sports Talk 790, 713-212-5790, 713-212-5790. Your thoughts on the Astros' performance against the Red Sox, your thoughts about baseball in general, and obviously Deshaun Watson stuff is just far from being decided. 713-212-5790 if you want to get in. Right now, a word for carbingo.com or the phone number, 1-877-CAR-BINGO, 1-877-CARBINGO. That's 1-877-CAR-BINGO. If you are looking to sell your vehicle because you've got an extra one, or you're thinking about making a down payment on another vehicle, get with Car Bingo. A live representative is available by you calling 1-877-CAR-BINGO, and they will tell you, we'll offer you more money than anybody else. Make, model, overall condition, mileage in the vehicle. Tell them the truth. Tell them nothing but the facts, and they're going to take care of you by giving you a great value on your vehicle. 1-877-CAR-BINGO for all the details. More information can be found at their website, CARBINGO. That's carbingo.com.